The SoCal Restaurant Show is live from Anna Maria Island on Florida's Gulf of Mexico coast, home of nesting loggerhead sea turtles.
And welcome back. It is the 10th anniversary version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, putting it all together for you, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. My home away from home these 4 days that I am on Anna Maria Island before I move over to St. Petersburg is the only destination resort that is on Anna Maria Island, that being the Waterline Villas and Marina. If you have a boat, you can dock it right there and come in and enjoy a great meal or a lot of the amenities that are at this wonderful property, including a resort pool deck that actually extends out into the marina. I've never seen anything quite like it, and I have a wonderful view from my third floor balcony of the goings-on there. So it's very delightful to be able to have that waking up in the morning and going to bed at night. This is a property of Mainsail Lodging and Development. Their founder and president is a very entrepreneurial gentleman by the name of Joe Collier. I've had a chance to look into his background, and this is a gentleman that is definitely ahead of his time and knows hospitality, which right now, when hospitality is lacking in many areas, it's nice to find a hotel management company that really recognizes it starts and ends with hospitality, and if you don't have it, you're definitely in the minus column. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time, Joe Collier, who is sitting across from me. Joe, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Your company has over a 20-year background, but you are very active in Anna Maria Island, both as destination resorts and in vacation rentals. Tell us a little bit about how the property I am staying in came about and the idea of combining a destination resort where you can dock your boat or yacht there. Coming from California, Joe, this is something new to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you the backstory. Back in 08, when the world was kind of melting down, recession times, et cetera, we had a chance to actually buy the property from a bank, which we did, along with the beach and property, and we bought the two of them together and then held on to them for a little while and then kind of went through the entitlement process and built Waterline, which is where you're staying now, 37 units right on the water. It's unusual in the sense that it's a full-service hotel, but the units are large. You know, they're two-bedroom, two-bath. They're about 1,200 square feet, full kitchens. So they're not the typical hotel room. We're part of Marriott's Autograph Collection, which is interesting for us. We have a lot of other properties that are part of that. And what it does for us is it allows us to curate and do something interesting from a design standpoint. We can kind of be a boutique hotel, but we hook up to Marriott's system. So the Bonvoy points, the distribution, the reservation system, we're hooked into Marriott's system. So while you'll never know if you pull up to the property that it's a Marriott, we are part of their system. So we're very happy to be part of Anna Maria. It's a quaint town. You know, we think vacations and destination weddings, they're in search of quaintness is what I call them. Everybody's in search of quaintness, and certainly Anna Maria has that. So we've combined kind of both of those properties in Anna Maria and have the ability to kind of put guests back and forth sometimes. We share staff. And then we have some other properties as well through our vacation rental program. We're in the vacation rental business with regular homes and condos and those types of things. So we do a little bit of it all.
Tell us a little bit more about the vacation rentals, because that is a whole separate company, and I know one that's very busy. And obviously, in terms of the high season rentals on Anna Maria Island, that's a huge endeavor.
Yeah, and I think that's the way things are kind of going. People like they like homes. So what we do is we take people's homes that they own, we put them in our rental program. So it's their home, it's their asset. We take care of it. We put it in our rental program. Once again, we're affiliated with Marriott's 31st brand with something called Marriott Homes and Villas. So again, that's very unusual in the sense that you could rent a home and use your Bonvoy points to actually stay in the home or earn your Bonvoy points staying in one of these homes. So, you know, Anna Maria is known to have, you know, 3, 4, 5 bedroom homes, and people rent them out. So we're in that business as well, kind of up and down the Gulf Coast. And people seem to be going in that direction. That's very positive right now.
Well, I think for the homeowners, Joe, to have their property professionally managed, you know, that's a big burden off of them.
It is. It is. I mean, a lot of people, they want to know who's going to mow their grass, who's going to take care of the pool. They just kind of want to wash their hands of it. They show up and use it when they want to use it. The rest of the time, a professional company's taking care of it. And they're earning some rental revenue on it. So it's the cost of ownership comes way down.
Now, there is a pioneering brand that you debuted a few years ago in Tampa, where Mainsail is based, that I believe you've now expanded to Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about that concept.
Yeah, so we have a hotel in Tampa called the Epicurean. It's a food-centric Epicurus, or the god of indulgence. You know, good is a good, I can't remember the exact quote, but nonetheless, it's, you know, it's about eating and drinking and, you know, indulgent, so to speak, in a positive way. We built that hotel in South Tampa in Hyde Park. It's across from the famous Burns Steakhouse, which a lot of people know. It's one of the probably top restaurants in the United States, has the largest private wine cellar. The gentleman that owns...
Some pretty fantastic desserts, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, incredible dessert room there. The owner of Burns is my partner. We built this hotel called the Epicurean, and again, food-centric, and then we copied it and did another Epicurean hotel in Midtown Atlanta in a building that's attached to a huge office building that Google is now moving into with about 3,000 employees. So we're expanding that Epicurean brand. It's, again, very unique, part of Autograph Collection, but you don't think and you don't see the word Marriott really anywhere. It feels like a very boutique hotel.
Well, Joe, something very interesting about your background. Way back when, didn't you actually start with Marriott?
I did. I went to hotel school at Florida State. I actually started as a dishwasher when I was 13 years old, went to FSU and learned hospitality business, started with Marriott, worked for them for about 15 years, and then left Marriott in 98 to start Mainsail.
So kind of come full circle, as it were.
Yeah, I've maintained a great relationship with Marriott. Obviously,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're a franchisee for them. We're probably one of their fastest growing franchisees. We have an incredible team of people, and a lot of them we plucked from companies like Ritz, like Hyatt, like Marriott. People that wanted to come do something different. They wanted to work in the boutique hotel space. I'll give you an example. So at the Epicurean Hotel, we have a culinary theater. And in that culinary theater, you can come and you bring your spouse or your significant other and, you know, have a 5 or 6 course meal, drink some great wine, and then you end up learning something. The chef engages. He shows you what he's making as he's doing it, and you walk away having a great time socializing with some new people and learning something. So, and that has become, for our corporate groups, incredibly popular, because what they'll do is they'll do their meeting, and then at the end of their meeting, they'll have an Iron Chef competition or a bartending competition, and everybody, you know, we give them sharp knives and, you know, and wine and let them have a good time.
Joe, something very interesting that you do with your hotel group. Many of the large chains have this notion that they would like to make their restaurant that's in that hotel a destination. And for the most part, at least we see this in California, that just doesn't really work, because saying you want to do that and putting the resources into it and sticking with it are two different things. One of the flagships of your hotel brands, I know, and your developments, is you know you need to have a destination restaurant that is as popular with the locals as it is with the visitors. How is that your vision all the way along, and how have you been able to make that work when so many of the, you know, huge guys can't?
You've taken the words out of my mouth. We want them to come down the elevator, our hotel guests, and we don't want them going to the bellman saying, hey, you know, where's a good place to eat? We want them to see the locals, and then they know that they've found a good place to eat and drink. Unfortunately, hotels, if you think about them nostalgically, back in the day, there was banks, post office, shoeshine guy. Hotels were a place of business, and we got away from that. And some of these lobbies became more like mausoleums and way too sterile. We don't do that. We want to activate every space in our hotel. We want to be a place of business. We want the locals to feel comfortable there. And really, frankly, our food and beverage isn't successful in the if the locals aren't there. And so we push very hard for that. It's part of our mantra for all of our hotels, and in part because the restaurants don't work. And I don't know the last time you said to your wife, let's say, let's go to the Marriott for dinner. That just doesn't normally happen. You probably can't think of the last time you did that. It's an unfortunate because back in the day, Marriott and Hyatt and some of those places, some of the really finer specialty restaurants used to be in those hotels.
Absolutely.
People would go there.
Absolutely.
But not now. You don't really think of that. And the usually sterile environment, institutional.
Very corporate.
You know, it's just, yeah, it's no bueno. So we have tried to change that, and it's really worked well for us. And, you know, from a business standpoint, if you serve a great martini, if you serve a great dinner, people will pay a little bit more to stay in the hotel. And we found that out during COVID. It definitely happened because a lot of hotels that were charging a fair amount of money weren't serving any food and beverage because they didn't have the staff or they didn't have the wherewithal to be able to do it. And we found out people were highly disappointed in that. If you're going to stay in a big hotel with elevators and a big box hotel, but you can't get something to eat or drink, well, you might as well just stay in a select service hotel.
Couldn't agree more. Joe, in our remaining moments, one of the mantras of your company is to be very involved in the community. Something that's very special in Anna Maria Island is this is where the endangered loggerhead turtles come to nest. And you've been involved as a corporation, as a company, in this movement to try to help the loggerheads. Just very briefly, tell us about what you're up to and if we know how Esther is doing.
Oh yeah, Esther. So we've been doing this for many years now in Anna Maria. We love the turtles. We have them as part of our some of our logos, and we have some actual metal sculptures of turtles. We got involved. We sponsored many things. We've provided some financial resources. Esther is named after Esther Williams, the water ballet, or she was actually a competitive swimmer, and then, you know, I guess they call it synchronized swimming, but they used to call it water ballet, and she was in all those movies. So Esther is named after her, and you know, they go for thousands of miles, which is amazing to watch them track. We have the GPS, and so we're happy to do that. We love being a part of whatever's going on in the community that's important. We do some of the same types of things up in Tampa and our other markets. We always pick a cause, something that's important to us, and then we jump in with both feet.
Joe, as we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for Mainsail Lodging?
www.mainsailhotels.com, and you'll see everything that we're doing there, our future projects, our existing portfolio, and you can go and find all kinds of information about all these things that we're doing.
Joe, it has been a delight staying with you. Thank you for making the effort to be with us here live today, and I look forward to following the progress of your company.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're going to be starting to talk about the culinary side of Child's Hospitality. We're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.